Okay, I had to do this one again. For some reason, it stopped on me. But I was trying to thank Zach for wanting to help me with my presentation for Class Clown. And I was trying to give the reasons why, because my sight is terrible, okay? I mean, I can't see for jack crap for when I'm writing. And I'm using a Presenter presentation, and then they had me where I had to work in a space that's so small, but I had to use uppercase letters. And I was advised that when I used uppercase letter, people will be thinking that I'm angry, which I'm not. I'm just trying to present a class, but also again, I can't see for crap. I just wish these things that does these online etiquette stuff understand people with low vision. I wish they understand it, like if people was doing presentation. I mean, you had to do presentation in college. I remember when I did a presentation for my communication class, and my presentation was on the birthday of WBD. And I wound up getting an A on it. I'm very proud of that. Yeah, I got an A on that presentation. That helped me pass the class. But make no mistake about that. I just wish with these etiquettes that they understand people with low vision such as myself. I'm not the only one with low vision and trying to do a presentation when you're forced to work in small spaces. But I am very touched and humbled, and I am very grateful. This is why I say, people like Zach, people like Irene, people like Jamie Dyer, Tyrone, my wife, people that have been helpful to me, they're part of the best citizens on the net today. That's right. We're a community. We're a country. And so, I mean, this is the best country ever. Even though we're in a strange country in real life, but in Big D country, oh, it's perfect. It is absolutely perfect. And of course, you help keep me sane. Oh boy, I don't know if I would have done it if I don't have the Big D zone. I mean, I wouldn't even be here if I didn't have the Big D zone, just to be honest with you. Ain't no way I would have been here without the Big D zone. Ain't no way I would have been out here with the citizens. I mean, I'm a widow. I'm stuck in my apartment for 24/7 when I don't go anywhere. And then I just got comped with an email from M Life, which is one of my last resorts that I've been to Las Vegas before, you know, when I came back. And so, you know, because it was in the same email that they was promoting Blue Man Group that is returning. And it was like right there, like I showed the email in my Facebook group and also on Big D Country LLC group. And so I was like, that would be great to take part of that after podcast movement. That would be really, really good. So, I might have to wind up flying back to St. Louis, then turn around, fly back to Vegas, because a lot of these hotels have resort fees and all that crap and all and everything like that. And I'll have to leave on the 9th. I mean, it's not fair. It's not fair. It is definitely not fair. But I have a temporary hotel just in case if I can
leave on the day, the same day of the, you know, when I leave podcast moving, I could just go like straight to Vegas and everything like that. Of course, I use Southwest. That's my favorite airline. That is my favorite airline because of the low cost. You know, I use the heck of a lot of the want to get away fares. So that's my go-to kind of fares. So, yeah. So, I mean, I hate this heat because I would have gotten another one or two practice in. And then the noise this morning, I took you on a journey through that. You heard what I had to deal with this morning. So you know why I got a headache. And I can't take a nap. I mean, it's already hot and humid. And this weekend is supposed to be close to the 90s. I was like, oh my God, when I come back, I got to deal with that. I mean, still in the same area, but you know, when I get back to the second palace, I got to deal with that. Oh my God. Really? Really? And there's not going to be a cold front coming in until like the day after Flag Day, which is Monday. Oh my God. I don't know when Big D Country Flag Day is going to be. I'm thinking about making it May 11th, the day that I won the jackpot, the first jackpot of my life. Or I'm thinking about making it May 12th when Fantasy still remember me. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure I'll figure something out when I'm going to make my own flag day for Big D Country. But, I'm not sure. Yeah. So, but, I would like to definitely thank Zach for wanting to help me out with the presentation. I really appreciate it because two things I suck at. Marketing and also editing. I may be a great storyteller, I may be a great comedian and a great entertainer, but when it comes to writing and all the punctuations that you have to so-called get right, oh boy, I can't even touch that with a 10-foot pole. So, but anyway, if I don't practice today, the next time I practice is when I get to the hotel, and then I do the class finally on the 11th. And but regardless, I was whether I go to the Casino Hotel or I was going to go to a hotel downtown, I was going to do Class Clown at a hotel early because y'all know the struggle that I had with when I was trying to do the political video on YouTube. I might do another political video for Facebook and YouTube, and I might do the YouTube video that failed to upload. The one on Facebook already had the video when I did for a term limit. So I might do another campaign video at the hotel when I am doing the video. So it's a little bit of a mixture of business and pleasure all at the same time on the same run. So. Alright, I just wanted to let you know that I was like at the eve of the day that I go to the hotel. And I don't know if I'm going to get any practices because I do have a headache, but I can't relax. I can't take a rest because of the fact that I had to have a headache. And it went on the whole morning. And then I'm also thanking citizens. And it means a lot. It really means a lot. When you have great people in your country, when you have great people around your team, and it's also grown to be a friend, I mean, seriously, y'all help me a lot. You don't know it. You really don't know it. You're helping me by tuning into this program. You're helping me by supporting me. You also helped me get through this pandemic. It was God that sent y'all this way. God was the one that sent each and every one of you this way to me. You know, it was the CEO. He the one that did it. You know. I mean, it was a crazy year, crazy world these past 2.5 years. But he the one that sent y'all this way. He the one that the reason why I didn't go at the deep end. And then, you know what, I'm checking out. But luckily, I can't take pain because I wouldn't check out. You know? I mean, I fight suicidal thoughts every day. Every single day. I fight depression because I miss my wife. I miss my best friend. Really? You know, when you be around somebody so long, even only when you've been married with them one year, but you love them so much. I mean, you just literally gave them your heart so much. It is hard to let go. It is hard to want to let go. You just can't do it. It is next to impossible. It is nearly next to impossible. So, that's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say, but I'll figure out how I could get to Vegas without going back after I'm done with podcast moving in Nashville. I'll figure all that out. Bump hands with the CEO. And if I have to go back to the second palace and then turn around and go back to fly again, you know, that's what I might wind up having to do, because the free play, the, you know, $100 full play credits, hey, that's enough to, that's enough for with my regular money to, you know, buy total tickets to fantasy and then, you know, play a little bit more. Maybe I can see about Blue Man Group. Maybe I can see how it is, you know? I mean, I used to like to watch a group with, you know, a couple of people and ladies too, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's all guys, you know, performing, but I don't know. I don't know. But I'm definitely going to see fantasy. That is a must. That is a requirement every time I go to Vegas. That is a requirement. And if I don't do that, I need to get my head examined. I need to get a doctor every time I go to Las Vegas. Or if I don't go to fantasy, then they'll be able to check my head to see the what the cat is wrong with me. Oh man, I had to do it. You know I'm a comedian, so. Well, I'm out. Peace! And thank you once again to the best citizen on the net today. We are out. And thank you all once again.